Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lost Skills Podcast, where we help you learn the skills you need to survive modern life. Today's episode, sorry about that, is going to be on getting your kids interested in survival and bushcraft. The reason I picked this for today's episode is my daughter wanted me to help her build a bushcraft shelter like Survival Lily has. And I think that, you know, teaching your kids how to have these skills is an important thing. It's a way to pass on these skills from one generation to another. So it got me to thinking of what are different ways you could do things to get your children interested in survival. My hands free turned itself on. I gotta turn that off. So before I get into that, let's talk about our sponsors today, shall we? Today's sponsor is going to be Handmade by Nikki, and she's in the Survival Punks group, and I gotta look up her link to Etsy. But anyway, she makes soaps. She makes lots of other things. And you know, her soap is so good. It just smells so great. You take a shower in Nikki's soap, and guys, like 50 women flock on you, including your wife. It's just amazing. It smells that good. Also, I read something the other day where, you know, When you use Nikki's soap, you can use it to wash away all the bad decisions you made while you quietly sob in the shower. Just remember, this soap is a powerful soap, fellas. So when you wash yourself with it, you know, you just be careful how you pick your ladies. That's all I gotta say. If you have a wife, you know, just a little bit will do you. You don't want to attract them from too far away. Otherwise, your wife will get mad. And then you got to beat the women off of the stick. And you might slip and hit your wife. And then she won't talk to you for a while. It's just never a good thing. But, yeah. You could buy that soap and wash your butt crack. And, you know, then at least you have a clean-smelling butt. All right, other sponsor is going to be from Serenity Scarves and Stuff. She makes a lot of cool handmade apparel. She makes hats. I've seen her make tie-dyed shirts. She made a skull shirt for Scav. She just makes a lot of neat and interesting things. And, you know, her shirts are so cool. If you use them with the soap, you know, guys, the women, they just don't have a prayer. And, you know, that's all I can say about that. I mean, those two things together, you could be president. I bet you Donald Trump washes with Nikki soap and probably wears one of Serenity's shirts under his suit. That's all I got to say. That's the only way it happened. Otherwise, I don't understand. That's how it happened. That's how Trump got elected president. He used both of these things together. And everybody loved him so much, he got elected president. I don't know if that's the truth, but that's what I'm going to go with. Anyway, the reason I talk about those type of things, guys, is they're out there doing the things that I talk about here on the podcast. They're out making handmade goods. They're selling them. You know, you might not sell a lot of them, but you sell them, you know, and you make a little extra money. It's a little extra side hustle. You do it when you have time. It's a good deal, you know, and you could get some nice American-made goods. I think in the future, especially with automation and stuff coming down the road, there is going to be more people like Nikki and Serenity, and I should talk about that in an episode. Maybe I'll just stop that right now, and I'll talk about that a little later in a different episode. Anyway, in the spirit of these two ladies and my daughter, I want to talk about getting your kids interested in survival and bushcraft. So when my daughter was little, well, she's still little, real little, I used to sit around, well, I didn't sit around, but I would watch YouTube videos on survival and stuff, just because it's something I'm into. That's why I do this podcast. I do this podcast also for the newer skills that are lost, but I do like survival and bushcraft. It's kind of always been my thing. I've always been an outdoors type of person. So I used to sit my recliner with my laptop, and I would watch survival videos. Well, my daughter was little. She's probably 2 years old. She's around there. It was after she talked. 2, 3, somewhere in there. She used to crawl up on my lap and she would watch survival videos with me. So I had to make sure that, they were appropriate. Now, I'm going to preface this with Survival Lily does drink beer and she does swear sometimes. But, she doesn't swear any more than I swear. So I figure it's all right. Also, I think that as parents, we shield our kids from shit like that too much. I think that they're going to learn the word, whether they hear it from your mouth or they hear it from their friends or their friend's older brother or older sister or whatever crap that is. You just have to sit down and explain to them. Those are words you don't say until you're much older. My daughter, she gets it. She hasn't been in trouble for swearing yet. Trust me, when I'm working on something and my wrench slips, boy, some words come out. Whew. She probably knows a lot more swear words and some probably interesting combinations of them. Oh, crap. I went completely the wrong way today. Shit. I gotta turn around. I gotta go stop and pick up corn and I start taking the short way to work. Oh, man. Oh, well. I guess the podcast just got a little bit longer. That's all. So, I used to watch YouTube videos. I watched Dave Canterbury. I'd watch Survival Lily. I'd watch a bunch of those guys that were on the Alone TV show. I watched some of them before they were on the show. I just watched lots of YouTube videos, especially on survival topics. And I watched them on gardening and like with tractors and stuff. I would watch these videos with my daughter on her lap, and then pretty soon she started loving the Survival Lily videos because, if you watch those videos, she's a young woman. She's, very strong and confident. And she goes out in the woods by herself and makes all these awesome shelters. And she uses, knives and axes and saws and all this stuff. And, I could see it's appealing for young girls. So I made it a point when the new Survival Lily videos would come out, me and my daughter, we would watch them together. So I got her interested in this, and she was six last year, and she started asking, "Dad, when can we build a shelter?" And it's just, it was kind of busy, a busy year. Well, this year it got even more of a busy year. And there's a cop on a side road that no cop should ever be on. Anyway, she wanted to build a shelter, and I told her when I get some time, you know, and basically it's been me being really super busy with stuff. And, I just haven't gotten to it. Well, I start cutting firewood, and she had to start coming out there with me, like, after school and stuff on Fridays. So she asked about building a shelter again, and I said, yeah, we can do that. Because she was helping me load the truck, and, you know, she's playing in the woods and stuff. In the area I took her, you know, it's surrounded by two houses, and then there's the road behind us, and then the river, so it's not like the big, wide, open woods. It's a little strip. It's only about 400 feet, 500 feet wide between the river and the road, and then, you know, probably that much, it's more than that between the bar, and it's probably an eighth of a mile between the bar and my dad's bar and the neighbors. So it's a little good chunk of land, but it's a piece of land that we don't usually use because it's just river frontage that my dad owns. And I always wanted to put a cabin there and stuff, and I was telling my daughter how I used to camp there. We used to camp there when I was a kid. And so she wanted to make the shelter there. And I told her, well, we'll pick out a spot, you know. And when we picked out a spot, I didn't worry about whether or not it was the perfect direction. I didn't worry about whether, you know, the things that you would worry about in a survival situation. I just worried about, hey, I'm not going to drop a tree on this thing. You know, I'd hate to have my daughter build it and then I drop a tree on it and ruin it. That's not, wouldn't be a good deal. So I picked a spot where it was a couple suitable trees. I took four nails and I nailed up a ridge pole for her. And then I showed her how to put, I took like six or eight sticks and I started to make the framework. And then I just basically told her, now all you have to do is pile stuff on. I just made the framework so stuff wouldn't fall through. And I showed her how to do it as I did it. And then it was her job to fill it all in. And that's how we built our basic lean-to. It's not the best lean-to in the world. It's probably not 100% watertight. I could have made it really watertight by putting a tarp down first and then putting the branches and stuff on top of it. And maybe later on we will build a new one and maybe we'll do that. Maybe sometime in the future maybe I'll turn that into a camping spot for me and my daughter. It's a good use of the land. We don't use it for anything else. We can go down by the river and fish, and then I can take her there and we can camp. You know, it would probably make her happy, and she's out in the woods, you know, she feels safe. That's part of it, you know, is that her grandma would talk about bears in the woods, stuff in the woods, and when she was little, it used to scare her, and I would tell her, you don't have to be worried about that kind of stuff. So I took her out, she hasn't seen a bear in the woods ever. So yeah, she feels more safe now, I think, in the woods. And that's part of it. You have to get them used to being out in the woods. But yeah, anyway, if you have a little child or, you know, a little daughter specifically, Survival Lily makes some awesome videos. And maybe even little boys would like it. I'm sure teenage boys would like it. Just saying, she's not an unattractive young woman. But yeah, I got her interested in that. You know, what I let her use an axe the other day. She was out there and she had to take some branches off a stick, and I showed her how to use an axe. And I have a small boy's axe, and I let her use it. Which it's still just a little bit too big for her. I should probably buy like a small hatchet. Would probably be a good thing to buy. Maybe I'll buy a small hatchet. Keep it in my truck, and then she can use that when she's playing in the woods. That's not a bad idea, actually. She can handle a small hatchet. The problem is that the axe is just a little too long for her yet. It's a little too heavy. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the ways to get your child interested in bushcraft. And then after we built a shelter, she wanted me to build her a fire. Dad, I want to have a fire like the Survival Lily videos. And she says, I got to start collecting rocks to make a fire pit. And I told her, you don't have to. There isn't really any rocks around here unless you go down by the river. I said, you can't really use river rocks. So I'll find you something. And I had a piece of, I think it was 12-inch pipe, probably 8 inches deep. And I made a little mini fire pit for her. Put a couple popple sticks under it, so it gets some air underneath, and made her a fire pit. So she's got that now, and it gives out a pretty good flame. The flame was like a foot and a half tall coming out of the top because of all the air getting up underneath. So not a bad deal for her. She gets the fire. I did make one mistake though. What I should have did is when I made her to the fire, I should have brought marshmallows with. Should have brought some marshmallows. I should have brought like a package of hot dogs. And I should have let her cook marshmallows and hot dogs on the fire. But I was thinking about firewood. I wasn't thinking about, her cooking anything. So next time when I go out there, I will definitely take marshmallows and some hot dogs and let her cook herself a survival meal, and she'll really love that. That'll definitely make her day. That's the thing with doing that stuff, guys. You got to make it fun for your kids. You got to make it where they want to go out, where they bug you to take them out into the woods, which my daughter talked about after she built the shelter. She's talked about it for weeks now. She's talked about it, and she says, Dad, can I have a fire? Yeah. Okay, we're going to go out in the woods Friday, and I'm going to make a fire. We're going to make a fire Friday. She kept talking about going out to her survival shelter on Friday, how she was going to go out there, and she was going to, have a fire and stuff. So that's really a cool thing. When your child is old enough, I think a knife is appropriate. Teach them how to use it. Keep it sharp for them. That's how most things happen, is people don't show their children the proper way to use knives, and then they get hurt, and then the parents wonder why they got hurt. Well, you didn't take the time to show them the proper way. The experience, like showing my daughter how to use the axe, it was priceless. She loved it. It was the highlight of her day. I let her try to chop down a few trees, and I am going to buy her a small handsaw. The more I think about it while I'm talking, that would be perfect for her. it would definitely, you know, be something she would be interested in. Well, anyway, I guess I said this was going to be an episode on how, you know, ways to get your child interested in bushcraft. I think I'm just going to have to go back with the simple, take them fishing. You know, take your kid fishing. Take them out bluegill or panfish or crappie fishing, whatever it is where they call it where you are. Take them out fishing like that. For one reason, they're the easiest fish to catch. You could take them home, cut them up, you know, fillet them up. Takes a lot to make a meal, but, you know, just take home enough where you can, you and your kid, maybe your wife can have a meal. If they like fish, it'll be, you know, even a bonus on top that these are like little fish chips, you know. If you get a good batter and you cook them good, your kid will love them. Especially considering it's something that they themselves caught. Let's see. Another way is to, you know, take your kid hunting. My daughter, she comes hunting with me every year, at least one day. And, well, last year she didn't get a chance to because I shot my deer right away and then we were busy working on stuff. But, and the week just got away on me. But, you know, take your kid hunting and fishing. Take them hunting. If you build a box blind like I have, which is, I have an elevated box blind. Mine is 6x8. It's big enough for three people to stand up in. It's big enough for three people to sit around and BS. You know, make it big enough and, you know, make it where it's not, it don't creak, you know. Just spend some time and make a good blind, insulate it so it's quiet. And take that and make it so that your kid can come up there with you, you know. And don't be stupid, just and not bring anything for the kid to do. I have my Kindle Fire now; she has her own. I take that with, and she will sit there and play on the Kindle. She'll play games or whatever, and then when there's a deer out there, I say, look, there's a deer, you know, get her all interested, and she sits up, and she'll start watching the deer, and they come out to the bait pile, and they eat for a while, and, you know, after a while, she'll be like, they get a little bored with it, and then after a little bit, oh, there's another deer, you know, and then she'll get up, and she'll be looking, and, you know, get them interested in that, get them to where hunting for their food isn't a foreign concept. Meat just doesn't come in packages in the supermarket. When someone said that a lot of people think that, I thought, how ridiculous. And then I started paying attention, and you know what? They're right. They're right. There are kids nowadays that think their food comes from the supermarket. I've seen, like, protesters with signs that say, don't kill animals, buy your meat at the grocery store. Really? Where do you think that meat in the grocery store comes from? It's just stupid. I saw one of a vegan, I think it was, protesting in a grocery store. Don't kill cow, don't drink milk. Don't kill cow because it kills cows or something to that effect. I was just thinking, do you even know how milk comes out of a cow? Which is why I think that we need us as parents that are in our 30s and 40s, even some of us parents that are in our 20s that know better, need to be teaching our children that difference, because, look, the only way that this shit's going to get turned around is for us as parents to educate our children. Obviously, the school system isn't doing it. You know, a little back to the hunting and fishing thing. Take your kids hunting, fishing. If you trap, And you just make sure your kid's okay with it, but take your kid trapping with you. If you know someone who has animals, take your kids over there. You know, expose them to animals. I had a friend that, my daughter loved horses. He had horses. We used to work together, and I used to go out by his house and take my daughter with. I was cutting firewood, and she was standing at the fence petting the horses and, you know, feeding her dad. His dad would bring, like, brought out some carrots and apples and stuff and let her feed the horse, and, you know, it was just, you know, a great thing for her. That's all this stuff to get them interested in outside. My daughter, when she was 3 years old, I got her an electric go-kart. It doesn't go that fast, but it ain't no Hot Wheels either, you know, where they are the electric ones, with the little Jeeps and crap. This is an actual go-kart, and I showed her how to ride it. You know, I made her go slow, and I walked alongside of her, and then after that, it was, as long as I could see you, we're good. And, you know, you got to teach your children responsibility. And she crashed it. She crashed it once or twice. But for the most part, she's pretty good. She doesn't really crash it. And that's, you know, she anytime she wants to ride her go-kart, she just asks to ride her go-kart. I get it out, and she rides it. It's another thing to get her interested in the outdoors. When she was little, she always wanted to sit on my lap and ride on the riding lawnmower. And then when I got my tractor, she sits up on the tractor with me. When I go cut firewood, I'm sure she'll want to ride around on the tractor while I'm cutting firewood. I mean, it's probably, you know, that's a given. It's just, you know, I'm just saying, it's, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. You know, things like that to get your child interested. My daughter, she likes helping with firewood. When I go cut firewood, I cut small stuff that is super easy for her to handle. Do I need to cut some of the branches up on the tree as I'm cutting the trees? No, I have lots of wood I can cut. I use a lot more of the tree when she's there, so that's a good thing. But, you know, the ones that are an inch and a half round, I usually don't cut those for my wood boiler because it's kind of a waste of time. But if my daughter wants to help load the truck, she picks up the stuff that's from an inch and a half to about 4 inches around. 4 or 5 inches. Whatever she can safely lift. I told her, don't hurt yourself, just pick up what you can. She throws it in the truck, she stacks it in the truck, she loves it. It's another thing. You know, don't make it out to be a chore. Make it out to be, you know, something fun. Let's see, what else, you know, I do other things with my daughter, like I take her to breakfast on the farm, which is a thing in Wisconsin where they have farms and they open it up to the people and they serve breakfast, and then you could tour the farm and all of that. I'm trying to think of what, I take my kids sledding in the winter. We make time for those things. I don't necessarily get to do them as many times as I want to, but we make time for that. This winter, my daughter was already talking about going out to her survival shelter and having a fire and staying warm in her shelter. So there's that. I mean, it's something that, you know, she is, you know, getting in her head that it's fun. So that's awesome. And I'll do pretty much whatever I can to make sure that keeps happening. Sometimes just take your kid on a short little hike. Especially if you're into the survival thing and bug out bag, get a small bag or backpack or take their backpack, put some survival items in there, get them a canteen, and let them carry some gear. You take your gear and go practice a bug out in the woods. Go for a hike. Don't go so far that it sucks for your kid, but, you know, go out and have fun with them. The only thing that I haven't done for my daughter yet is she wants to take the dog out there, and where her lean-to is now, we can't really take the dog because there's the road and then the people next door. I told her that we'll probably build a few more of these, and then she can take the dog out there, you know, with her. And I do plan on building a nicer bug out camp for my daughter. More like the Survival Lily type one. Build one by our house. Probably build one out by my dad's place on a different piece of our land. You know, just build a few of them. They don't cost anything to build. You know, a couple of nails, some rope, nothing super major. So I think that, yeah, I think I'm pretty much out of ideas on other ways. I mean, I've thought about this, and I just do this stuff. I don't really think about how I do it or anything. So, yeah, I guess I never, you know, wrote down or figured out how I did what I did with my daughter. I wish I would have now, because it made a much better episode. But those are some ideas. Also, my daughter likes making crafts and stuff. I'm sure most little girls do. You know, you could teach her how to make cordage. Teach your kid how to make cordage. You know, get some plant fibers, make some cordage. There's lots of other things you can do. So, with that being said, I think that I'm going to end the show right here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it. I enjoyed taking my daughter out. And probably what I'm going to do for the episode is I'll use a couple of the pictures of my daughter in her survival shelter. I have pictures I took. I put them up in the Survival Punks group. If you're not a member of the Survival Punks group, go to facebook.com. Go on, search for Survival Punk Punks. And that's the Survival Punk group. I'm in the group. I'm an administrator. My friend James owns the group. I don't have my own group because basically it would be a lot of the same people in my group as in James's group. So screw it. Just be a part of his group and send people his way. Also, if you want to listen to another awesome podcast on survival and preparedness, check out survivalpunk.com. I think if you go to survivalpunk.com, a pop-up pops up and asks you to join the Survival Punks. Join up there. If you want to talk to me, you can message me there. If you want to friend me on Facebook, just look for Jeff Radke and say Lost Skills Podcast under nickname, and you can friend me on Facebook if that's what you want to do. If you message me, I'll answer. I also have a page, Lost Skills Podcast, on Facebook. You can message me there. I usually answer. If I don't answer, I will get to you. Sometimes just with work and stuff, it gets a little hectic. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And just remember, guys, get a kid out there, teach them the skills they need to not only survive, but to thrive.